Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit with me, Elaine Ireland, on BBSRadio.com. You know that because you found us, and I'm so glad that you did. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me.
My name is
Ian. Believe them.
And I
there are two phone numbers that I'd like to give you in a few minutes after I've gone through the rest of my hellos for you to call in. And tonight I was supposed to have a guest, and we've not been able to bring him online. So you have me tonight. Does that not sound like ego? You have me tonight. You can call in for an uninterrupted hour. Ask me questions. Ask me for a reading if you would like, because that's what I do. I do tarot cards and psychic readings, although on the air it's a little hard for me to do tarot. But I will use whatever energy spirit will share with me to try to help you, the public. So please give me a call in. We have, like I said, an uninterrupted hour. That means you got to listen to me and me alone, or you get to share the hour. You can do that every week with me, with any guest that I might have. We'll try to reschedule Michael. He works with a life purity. You can find him at Michael Cleanse, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Cleanse, C-L-E-A-N-S-E, at lifepurify.com. I was really looking forward to visiting with him tonight to talk about energy movement and his new project, The Joy Shop. And, excuse me, he has a book going, and I'm only hoping that he is okay. Michael, if you happen to be out there or someone who knows Michael, we've had a hurricane, in case those of you did not hear about it, South Padre Island, and some pretty heavy rains here in Austin. We're way safe compared to South Padre. But he may have family, and he may be often helping them or something. I just don't know. This is not like Michael, so I'm a little bit surprised. Those two phone numbers for you. If you live in the United States or Canada, please call in on 1-888-228-4494. If you live any place else on the planet, Japan, Norway, any place else worldwide, 877-489-6350. Let's do that again. Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. You are going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland. And let me tell you, folks, when I say going global, I really mean global. Next week, I will have Steve Mitchell on. We will be contacting him in England. He lives in England. I'm excited about him. He's a musician, and has worked with, his list of people that he's worked with is just amazing. Warner Chappell, Warner Brothers, Reality Entertainment, Australian TV. He's lectured, given workshops, served as a facilitator for events ranging from management training to alternative energies, quantum physics, NLP, the British Society of Dowsers Special Research Group. He's made films, going to have lots to talk about. Reiki practitioner, all kinds of things going on with him. So I'm really excited about having him on next week, especially since he's coming all the way from England. That's going to be kind of cool. So in the meantime, I'll try to get Michael back for us towards the end of the month. It'll have to be next month. I'm towards the end of next month, completely booked up for the rest of the month. After next week, when Steve is with us, the next week I'll have, let me get over here and see. Kramer Wetzel's going to be with us. So, okay, Kramer's an astrologer. Since I don't have Michael with me this evening, we're going to talk about changes. We're going to talk about different levels of changes. And yes, I'm being a little on the selfish side, because I just moved. I moved from one home to a smaller residence, and one of those older homes built back in the 40s with hardwood floors, and the neighborhood has huge trees, and I can hear the train whistle off in the distance, and it's really a neat neighborhood. I just love it. Of course, I love the neighborhood that I just left, too. It was just not as quite an old of neighborhood, but neat in its own way. So let's talk about changes. What creates changes? And, of course, I have to stop right there and say that if you believe in karma, changes are often created by karma. If you believe in predestination, and we have to honor the agreements that we made before we ever came back, that's part of it too. And it's really, really important that we honor those agreements, don't you think? So when you look at changes, let me give you the lecture that I give. Little miniature lecture that I talk about with students when they come for the Tarot and psychic development classes. I believe there's predestination, but I also believe in free will. So you have a thing that you have to do, an event that you must experience in your life, and it's going to happen, but perhaps how it happens is where the free will fits in, how you react to it, how much spiritual development, how much human development, psychological development that you've created in your lifetime up to that point can oftentimes make it, let's say, easier, more meaningful, maybe even easier to go through, but you still got to have the event, still got to break that leg. The difference is, how do you break it? Do you just step off a curb and pop an ankle? You still have the experience of a broken bone. And you have 20 people right there to help you. Or do you go horseback riding out in the middle of a field, you end up in a thunderstorm, and your horse bucks, and you have a broken leg in five places, and you stay in the field and get gangrene and lose your leg? Ooh, that was a lot, wasn't it? So how difficult do you make it on yourself to experience that broken limb? So as I made this change, And it was my choice to go ahead and move. I found a place. I moved in step with everything I needed to do. Had a fairly good attitude about the whole thing. But I could have made it really hard on myself. I could have screamed and hollered and moaned and groaned and gritched and griped and not liked the place that I found just simply because I had to find a place. There's that attitude. Of course, I'm in my 60s. I've learned a little bit about attitudes. So, but the point is, we make choices when we make changes. And sometimes they're not always easy choices. Sometimes they're forced. Sometimes they're encouraged. Sometimes they're supported. Sometimes it's our own, I gotta do this. For whatever reason. None of that matters if it doesn't come from your heart. So we make choices as we make changes. And with that in mind, in the Tarot card, in the Major Arcana card, the first Major Arcana card is the number zero, and it is the Fool card. After that little spiel I just gave you, isn't it appropriate that it's called the Fool? The Fool represents scintillating intelligence. He's an air sign. He's Aquarian, ruled by Uranus. He's yellow. His whole background in the Rider-Waite deck is yellow. E natural is his musical note. I never can pronounce the Hebrew words correctly, so forgive me. Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, means an ox or strength. And the respiratory system. Now let's go over those. Scintillating intelligence and air sign. It takes a certain amount of intelligence to do anything. I don't care if it's just simply what most of us consider common, and that's walking as you get out of your diapers. But it's how we use that intelligence. And again, there's their attitude. If you're not familiar with Aquarians, look up Aquarians. I'm not an astrologer, so I don't really understand what ruled by Uranus means, but Aquarians tend to be a little airheaded. Okay, Aquarians, call in and get on my goat. Aquarians are very sensitive. They don't always express their love up front, but they'll break their backs to get anything in the world that you want. That's their expression of love. You have to be careful what you admire in a window, because it may be yours whether they can afford it or not. They're the workaholics, because they want to give their family everything they can. And they're also creative. Now, ox are strengths. It takes strength to make changes, whether you do them willingly or whether you fight every turn. There's still a form of strength being used. Health, respiratory system. That's, of course, your lungs, and even considered a little bit of your stomach action, because you can pull in your stomach and help your respiratory system to survive. And as you go through changes, we are breathing new life into our lives, into our way of doing things. As I'm unloading my boxes and putting things out, and I brought some things out of storage that I hadn't seen in a long time. Now, I brought way too much over here, but it gave me an opportunity to go through things that old buddy friends of mine, little things that I hadn't seen and pictures that I hadn't seen, and gave me a chance to choose, to decide whether I wanted to continue to find a place for them to live in this new residence, or whether I could put them away again for a while longer until I purchase a home, which I'll do in the next 2 years. And then I'll not pay storage anymore. But as I do this, and I bring boxes here and go through things, I'm also doing Goodwill or Salvation Army. Garage sale goes back to storage. So, again, it's another way of going through changes and another way of making myself recognize my growth. Because the things that you keep, you show a certain respect for and admiration for. Maybe it's sentimental. The things that you're ready to let go of, you've outgrown. And it's good to see that box or that bag sitting over there ready to go and to share with someone else, whether it's the garage sale or whether it's I'm going to donate this to charity. And then you break that charity thing down and you say, well, the clothes, that needs to go to Lisa's Closet. That's an organization here in Austin that gives workable work clothes away to young women who are getting back in the workforce. Things that are appropriate to go to interviews and to work in. And everything from hose to suits, shoes, whatever. And it's good to know that I've outgrown them, no cracks, in one way or another. And since I tend to buy clothes that aren't, what do you call them? Where they can be worn forever and ever, their styles are such that are pretty straightforward. I know that they're going to put those on the rack, and they're not going to look outdated for someone, which I find I have to take a certain pride in. There's that ego again. But it's good to see and to recognize that, hey, I have grown. I'm moving forward, whether I realized it or not. I'm moving forward, which is really it's great. Yellow is the color of strength and energy, positive energy. There's a sun up in the corner, the upper right-hand corner, as we look at it, signaling that there's purity in his intent for the changes. And I look at these as needed changes. The Fool says new people, new places, and new things. It's a card that if you were doing a reading for someone, you have to tell them, you look at them and you say, new people, new places, and new things, and they're going, what? No way. But they're coming, and there's not much that anybody can do to stop it. So we get in gear in the sense that we get an attitude that we're going to make the best of whatever the change is, and to manage it. The Fool is an adventure card, if you want to look at it that way. New people, new places, and new things. That can be an adventure. Never been to Italy? never been across town to a museum. You've lived in town all your life, but you've never gone to this particular museum. It can be something as simple as that. Just go do it. If you don't want to go by yourself, take someone with you. If you've never been to a ballet, find one that doesn't cost a small fortune and go experience the ballet. It's all about change. And everything new that we bring into our lives, we enrich ourselves. Plus, we enrich those around us because we can share that with them. Whether they're excited about the ballet or not, we can talk about the pretty people and the pretty colors and appreciate the body movement with other people. So these new adventures are absolutely wonderful. The fool walks to a different drummer. Now, that has to do with changes also. He's ready to take on a different thought or a different way of doing things. There's no fear when this person makes up their mind to do it. They just do it. The trick is not to behave in a careless manner, like cocky. I'm going to go do this regardless. There's a little dog down at his feet, a little white dog, and he's kind of standing up on his hind feet like he's protecting or telling the person on the card, hey, you're standing kind of close to the edge here. But it's really, the little dog represents your super subconscious. They're not going to let you walk off a cliff without giving you fair warning, like depression or something like that. So the fool card is very appropriate for where I am in my life and perhaps also in yours. Remember that the fool card can show up on a daily basis. It can show up on major changes like my residential move. But the little things too. Absolutely the little things. Those two phone numbers again, I'd love some company tonight. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-1494. I just love saying that number. It has such a rhythm to it. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. You are listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Don't you just love that statement? I do. Let's talk about other changes. See, I'm being a little, we're not through with this one yet. There's an air of risk or originality, sometimes unexpected, but not always. If the card shows up in reverse, whatever was expected, it's probably not going to happen. Just not going to happen. Or it will not be as grand as the Courant had hoped for. Courant being the person you perhaps are doing the reading for, including yourself. Sometimes this card comes up in reverse, and I have to tell my client, you need to finish a goal. Did you not complete your college degree, a piece of art, writing a book? So you encourage yourself or others to finish that project. It's also, there may be a need for being careful not to risk wasting one's energies on projects that are not beneficial or as beneficial as originally thought. Do I have a caller?
Hello, Elaine.
Yes, this is Elaine. Who is this?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How can we help you?
Well, I appreciate the message you are giving this evening because I think the Fool card has been coming up for me personally. I've been using Tarot for myself for the past 12 years or so. And it was first the Chariot way back a few months ago, and then it kind of shifted over to the Fool. And, I can appreciate that because I feel like at this point in my life, it's time for change, and it may be a lot of changes, like new car, new job, new lot of things, going in a lot of different directions.
Sometimes that happens. One thing happens, and it's like a set of dominoes. It's just one thing right after another we instigate. About every 7 to 12 years, people tend to go through major changes whether they realize it or not, simply because they may see it coming. So they don't, it's expected or they're warned about it, but it's major, whether we move or change a residence or our whole wardrobe changes over a period of time.
Thank you for the message there.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for the message there, because 12 years ago I moved from the New York City area down here to Florida. That's where I am now.
That's a big change. Are you happy there? You feel happy?
Yes, it is. I think it's, you know, I'm by the beach. I need the wind. I need the sun. I need the elements, and I get that here. You know, the job situation can be overwhelming at times. But, you know, there again, I feel like maybe it's time to go do something totally different for a while. I've been a therapist for 16 years, and the field is very different now than it was when I first was starting in it.
You need a break. I don't know that you'll stop being a therapist completely. Maybe a different type of therapy.
Okay.
Approaching your clientele differently,
yeah.
Using different methodologies to bring some excitement back in.
Yeah.
But if it's the basic thing of I'm tired of doing this, then yeah, maybe it's time to write a book. You know, take a sabbatical, do something, teach, do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly have a lot of talents that you are not using. Mm-hmm. You're very creative.
Yeah.
And you haven't allowed yourself to touch base with that part of you in a long time.
Yes, it's been on the back burner. At one time I was a teacher. I taught course in drama, and then I changed fields, went into the counseling field, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I do enjoy it. I do have fun with it to an extent. I need more fun. Because my job is very tedious with a lot of paperwork and so on and so forth.
Can you take more time off during the week? Can you take another day off and really give yourself that time just for you?
And that's what I'm working for. Like, even though it was hard doing 12 and 15-hour days this week, I have pretty much tomorrow off, which is good. But it has become overextensive, and I'm going to have to either remake this job into a new job or go to a different job. It's to that point.
I think you're leaning, I see you leaning more towards remaking what you're doing.
Yeah.
Which would enrich everybody that you touch because you'd be sharing your past experience.
Yeah.
And yet you would be benefiting from a new breath, a fresh breath of air.
Yes, and that's been the crucial thing. I think it's a matter of working things through networking in the Daytona area where I live, because I do a lot of traveling because most of my clients are 30 miles away, and that kind of wears me down after a while. And I think I've gotten like little messages from the universe over the past week in particular, where I was driving home the other night at 11:30 and some kids were crossing the road that runs along the beach here, A1A, and I had to slam on my brakes not to hit them. And, you know, it's like that sort of thing that kind of says stop.
Yeah.
That things have gone a little bit too far.
You're taking very good care of your clients, but at the risk of you suffering.
Yes.
And in the long run, they will suffer as well. So as long as you take care of yourself and refresh yourself, you're bringing even a better and richer element to their counseling sessions.
Yes. And I think the challenge I face as a therapist with FCAT and all the tests that kids go through, I work with child and adolescent, is to network with the schools more and to find clients who I can see during the school day. That way, I'm not working so late at night, and that'll be a miracle in and of itself, because that means networking not only with the schools but with teachers and so on and so forth, and letting them know I'm out there once again. I did this last year, but it didn't seem to take off. But I have grown a lot this last year because I've been working more so with teenager population, whereas years before, 6 years with more children under 14, and then 3 years working with the world in terms of, in fact, before I took this other job, before the job I have now, I got the world card, and that's what I was working with, was the world. I worked with people from every country. I worked with people from 4 years of age to 84 years of age. It was really quite an expansive experience. But even then, I felt like my heart really goes with the kids, and that's why I'm back doing what I'm doing.
You know, you've just said what you want to do. So your focus, your visualization and your focus perhaps should be on purpose and to that area.
Okay.
And maybe backing off from some of your other clients or taking your five most challenging or your five favorites or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
And sticking with them as adults, but concentrating 75% of your time with the kids that you so enjoy working with.
Yes, and play therapy. I enjoy doing play therapy. I can also incorporate music because I have a bachelor's degree in music as well as I've been in numerous plays. I've 45 hours in drama as well as being a music major in the past. I've been in about 15 productions, play productions, when I was in college and beyond. So, as you're saying, those are the talents that have kind of gone onto the back burner. Plus, I have it in the family because my mother she's a psychodramatist, and you know she has that drama in her too. And she studied with Moreno, and I met Moreno, so. I have some influences there.
Then use those as part of your fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun for yourself. You know, play therapy is great for other people, but don't forget to enjoy it yourself.
Yes.
Where would you live other than where you are now?
Probably, if I could breathe, Southern California. I can't breathe there, though. I went out there back in 2001 before the World Trade Center disaster, and I couldn't breathe. It was pretty pathetic.
And I don't think it's probably any better now than it was.
It's gotten worse. I've also thought of Virginia Beach. I've also thought of the southeastern part of Texas.
The reason I ask was because I saw boxes around you. So I don't know whether that's an opportunity that you're going to have and you'll have to make a decision about it, or if it's something that you're just going to be faced with must doing it and getting through it.
Okay. I've been lightening the load through the years so that when and if it will be an easy move. I also think about South Florida, too, but right now, with the job situation, it's kind of like, it's rather limiting. So I don't know if any opportunities are going to come about. Last year, I was attempting to get back into teaching, but that didn't iron out. And just as well, I feel like if I were in a classroom in public school, I may feel boxed in. And I feel that what I chose to do instead, provided more freedom for me in terms of, even though traveling can be difficult when you're traveling from home to home, you have that downtime when you're in the car.
Right.
And
right.
I could do this job where I am now anywhere else. I could go to Tampa. I could go to Miami. I could go to another state. I prefer southern climates because I'm tall and thin, and I need that, and I need the sun. Virginia Beach is nice. There's stuff going on there, too, but it gets cold and dreary up there too often.
You wouldn't be happy there. It's a great place to visit.
Yes, great place to have a pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Other than that, you wouldn't, on a daily basis, you wouldn't do as well. as you've done in Florida. Florida's not through with you, though.
Okay.
And you're not through with Florida.
Okay.
It would be at least two and a half to three years before you actually started packing boxes.
Okay.
You have some unexpected money to make in Florida, and you're either partnering with somebody to... I want to use the word nugget. There's a nugget of a book to be done.
Yes, I've already started writing, but even that went up on the shelf years ago. It was the first time around working with the agency where I am now. I was writing a lot, and a lot of stuff was coming out, it was flowing out, and then it came to the point where I had to devote more time to work. And then that kind of went on the backside, and my own spiritual metaphysical work came to the fore, and working higher self, spirit, soul, all that, working with all of them, and doing all that growth work.
Well, you're about to hit it again, because part of your creativity, I see four books on a shelf, so... But one of them isn't a book. It's bound, but it's not a book like we think about reading a book.
Yeah.
So those are four pretty major writing projects that you're going to be able to do. And part of the fun about why you're doing this is because now you can get three times as much done in a day as you could before, because you're more mature, you're more focused, and it's already written in your head before you sit down at the computer.
Yeah.
It's just like you already print it, and you just like you're a printer rather than a writer, because it's already in your head.
Okay.
And then there will be opportunity for you to actually do some channeling while you're at it. So whether you're doing the typing, and then you're revising all at the same time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I think Alexis said something to the same effect in previous reading as well.
Okay, so if you hear something more than once in readings, those are, even if they're not exactly the same words, if the essence is there, that's what you need to pay attention to and to work with.
Okay.
I tell people that all the time, especially at psychic fairs. When we do psychic fairs, I encourage people to get at least two readings, and if they can, three readings. By different tools, like a tarot reading, astrology, some runes, something else. And I tell them, if you hear something more than once, and heavens, if you hear it all three times, you really need to pay attention. So you've heard something twice now. It's time to give yourself... Those are gifts to yourself. Allowing yourself to be creative. Allowing yourself and encouraging yourself to at least attempt to put something together to completion is a gift to you. You get to share it with the world.
Yes.
So yeah. Don't be selfish. Share.
Share not only with others, but with myself.
There you go. Yes, it's really critical for people like you in your type of profession. The counseling people, doctors, lawyers, people that work with people on a consistently intense day.
Yes.
It's really important for you to grab what time you can. I don't care if you're a workaholic. I grabbed an attorney friend of mine and had lunch yesterday, and I purposely kept her there. I saw her watching the clock, and she told me what time she had an appointment, and I kept her until 30 minutes before that appointment. And as I gave her a hug to say goodbye, she said, I'm on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we laughed about it. But I knew that if I didn't, she would eat and run. Well, the whole purpose of having lunch with a friend is to sit and visit.
Yes.
So I know that she, on one part of her, she was anxious, but the other was going, okay, this is kind of nice.
So
nobody here knows me. They're not going to ask me any questions about law. You know, any of that kind of stuff. So allow yourself some time. You know, that's why I asked you a while ago if you could take a whole day.
Yes.
You know, even if you spent that whole day walking on the beach and getting all sandy and yucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
With the wind and the sun and all that kind of stuff that you so enjoy, and you don't give enough of it to yourself. You know, you've chosen to live there, but, you know, now enjoy it.
Relish in it.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's the point otherwise?
Yeah, thank you. Another message I've heard before.
So, well, thank you for calling. You've been a fun person to visit with. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening.
Thanks,
Elaine. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a good evening. Good night. Well, call again and let me know how you're doing.
I will.
Especially when you get something finished. I want to hear about it.
Thanks.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
What a delight. I love it when people call in and we can visit about the messages that resonate from spirit. And that was the first thing he said this evening, in case you just joined us. He said, thank you for the message. And that's what it's all about. Getting word out there to the public what spirit wants you to know. And although I don't consider myself a channel or a medium as such, I do firmly believe that every psychic that does it on purpose, what I call a practicing psychic, does get that kind of information. And just like every one of you do, you absolutely do, everybody listening to me, hear me when I say, every one of you has a psychic ability. You can call it gut instinct. You can call it having a feeling. You can, just like the cops say, I just know, help me prove it. That's your psychic talking. That's your psychic part. Call it your subconscious, call it your super subconscious, call it the ability. I look at psychic ability as being a gift. Sometimes it's not always been a welcome gift, but I've been able to use it to help the public, and that's what you can do also. Doesn't mean you have to set up a table at a fair. It means that if you get a feeling about your best friend or you think about somebody for a couple of days, maybe it's time to call them. That's using your psychic ability. That, believe me, you parents out there, did your skills not hone up better and you become more aware of everything after you had your children? That's that protective instinct going on. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. I'd love to have a couple more calls, please. Canada and the United States, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. And any place else in the world, any place else except Canada and the United States, you call in on 877-489-6350. Dropping my pen, throwing things around. Let's see. We talked about the Fool card. The World card is really not one for change. It's, it is, in the sense that it's number 21 in the Major Arcana group. And it talks about, because it's the last card, it speaks at the end of cycles. So in a way, it is a change card. Its general meaning is administrative intelligence. Doesn't that sound serious? It's ruled by Saturn. Its color is indigo, that beautiful, beautiful purple blue. Musical note is A natural. Its Hebrew letter is spelled three different ways, T-A-U, T-A-W, or T-A-V. It means a mark or a cross. And no, I don't know why, but I've noticed those three different spellings in different books. I'm sure the Hebrew language is declares one of those as correct, and I think it's T-A-U, but you may see it spelled the other ways as well in writings. Another word for this card is the universe card. Health, it's all about weight. How much you carry around with you. Too much, too little, just right. So again, you're making choices. So, or maybe conditions, but it's the last card in the Major Arcana, and it speaks of the end of cycles. The journey started with the Fool, which was full of expectations and, of course, ready for a successful journey, even though there may have been some reservations. But with the World card, we found balance, completion, and a continued sense of learning. In other words, you end one thing, you end the first grade and you're going to start the second. You end the second and you start the third. Now, in today's world, you might have a little bit of time in between, but if you translate that time in between spiritually and metaphysically, that time in between before you start a new growth spurt is where you share your knowledge. You become the teacher to those that are kind of coming up the ladder as well. Or you just simply encourage somebody to not be afraid to take a class or read a particular book or just spend time with themselves, learn how to meditate. And then when you've taught enough and the universe feels like you've shared enough and you've gotten a little courageous about your next step, we get the Fool card again, and then we work all our way all the way to the around the world to get to this cycle. It's the old thing about knowing when one path ends, another one begins. She holds candles in her hands, and the flames suggest that she's burning them at both ends. She's working very hard. One wand represents the lunar aspect. The other is solar. So, and two is the balanced number. So that's good. And she's got a laurel surrounding the figure, kind of in the shape of an egg. It represents victories won and more to come, both more challenges and more opportunities for winning. I've had this card come up for people that are involved in learning professions. Now, don't just assume that's being a teacher in elementary or junior high school, college. There are all kinds of teachers out there. The gentleman that just called in, he's a teacher in his counseling profession. Even if he doesn't say, here, read this book, which he might ask that person a question and get them to think about something. He's teaching them a lesson. He did teach. He taught, I believe, drama for a while. So he does teach, but we teach in all kinds of ways. We might teach somebody that fires hot. Can be simple. Now, when the world comes up, it's a major decision time for you or your court. We're facing decisions about new directions and new challenges. This is perfect for our topic tonight because of the changes that were instigated by me this month. And I'm looking in new directions and new challenges. So the world card would be very appropriate if it were to pop up in a reading for me. And through all of this, I have not thrown the cards for myself. I can't believe I haven't done that. The gentleman also referred to the fact that he for the last 12 years, he's tossed the cards for himself. That is so hard to do, and I admire him for being able to do it. It's so easy to, whether you're reading for yourself personally or you're reading for your best friend or a sister, it's so hard to do it and not be influenced by what you want for that person. Okay, there are four figures, one in each corner. The bull represents Taurus. The lion represents Leo. The eagle represents Scorpio. And the male, looks like a human male, represents the Aquarian energies. Now, that human male-looking thing down in the corner, I've seen that look very androgynous in some decks. I've seen it look very feminine and very male. But in the Rider-Waite deck, he purposely created the male energy for balance because Taurus and Scorpio are female, and the other two are male. So there's that balance, that hard work balanced with a little bit of fun thrown in there gives us a stronger energy in our life. There are many forms of completion. We have to look, if you're doing a layout, we have to look to the other cards and see what projects or relationships, career moves that you or your quorant, has been working on. It could be coming to an end. We all know that some things get overlapped. There's not a space in between. We get overlapped. Like I have a friend that's a technical writer and it seems like she barely gets to the end of one project and she has three more on her desk. If this card were to come up in reverse, there's a need for being led, like a dancer wants to be choreographed. They're a great dancer, but they can't seem to have the imagination to do it on their own. So they're great, but they just need to be led. Sometimes these folks have their heads in a cloud rather than focused. Sometimes this also indicates that something wonderful has them walking on clouds. So I looked around the other cards and see a new relationship. Is there a baby on the way? Are they moving? All kinds of things. And sometimes another meaning is that they simply need to take responsibility for themselves, period. And sometimes the card means it's time to face serious karmic debts. So in reverse. So those are the Fool card and the World card. They're both changes. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit, United States and Canada. Please call 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, that means any place else except the United States and Canada, 877-489-6350. 6350. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit on VBSRadio.com. Let me see what other cards would denote change in the major arcana, in the major arcana area. Did we go over the colors and such for the World card? We sure didn't, did we? Indigo. Indigo is that beautiful purple blue. It's almost black. You look at it different ways, and it's some people call it jet blue. And you've got all that royalty implied in that color. And you can just see somebody with a crown on their head. Weight. I think I kind of passed on that. What are you carrying around with you? I would love a phone call. I get lonesome. And I don't want to be boring you guys out there. You know, I know that there are other cards that have to do with changes, trying to stick with that tonight for us. The High Priestess, she's not much of a change card. She's pretty looking for balance. The Empress, not really a change, other than she's a strong symbol for womanhood and birth. That's new changes. That'll rock your boat, having a baby. Those of you that are sitting out there pregnant, I say congratulations, both to mommy and daddy. Those of you that are wanting to be pregnant, just have fun trying. As my doctor used to say, relax and enjoy it and have fun. Actually, he would say, if you're having trouble getting pregnant, lose 10 pounds and go on a cruise. He included the male in that. Lose 10 pounds and go on a cruise. Something about losing a little bit of weight and feeling real sexy, going on a cruise, all that wonderful water energy, even if you go to Alaska. And then he'd laugh very loud because he was deaf in one ear. It's always fun going to his office because you knew what everybody else was being told because he screamed. The Chariot card addresses communication of all kinds, all forms. And balance, that's great. Do I have another caller? That would be wonderful.
Elaine, it's Scott again. I have something to add.
Okay, please add away.
The World card, when I mentioned that came up for the job that I had before the job I have presently, I had my aura done, and it was a really interesting thing because I had it done. I was at this particular job for 3 years, and the first year I was there, my aura was this indigo color, this really rich lapis lazuli blue.
Beautiful color.
And then it came again the second year I was there. Again, it came up the same color. And since then, I left, and the job I have now, different colors were coming in. It was like green and orange and yellow were starting to come into my aura. So I just wanted to throw that in because you mentioned the indigo part associated with the World card, and that was the card that came up. And also I've always been wanting to share this with someone, that when I got to the office at this particular job that was the World card and Saturn and all that, there was a particularly interesting coffee table in the office that was triangular with a circle around it, which is the symbol for Saturn in the ancient Hebrew system. And it was just like, it was almost too unreal, that all these symbols were all coming together, that the world card had been drawn, it's ruled by Saturn, and here's a coffee table in the office that symbolizes Saturn. It's a triangular-shaped coffee table with leaves that came up around it that made a circle around the triangle in the coffee table.
The coffee table sounds beautiful. What an interesting image you've created.
I just had to share that.
Well, thank you. That I think it's wonderful that you've paid attention to symbols. And I encourage the public out there, if you keep seeing twos or fours, or if you keep seeing leaves, if things like that, there's a reason. For
example, too, I mean, that's my destiny number and my birth number. So that's kind of like, with a high priestess and judgment card, those are like the ruling archetypes there with two.
Wow. Symbols. If we'll just listen to symbols and take note of symbols, they give us such rich messages.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker is not everybody has the knowledge that you had already.
Yes.
About the Hebrew symbology. Somebody could have walked in that room and not gotten it at all.
Yes.
Jewish or otherwise.
Yes.
Not even paid attention to it. So, I'm encouraging the public to, if you have an interest in any of this, please pick up a book and start reading. Going to classes, go to a lecture, pick up. Knowledge will never hurt you. Will never, never, never hurt you. It's there to be shared. It's there to be respected and used. In this case, your knowledge of symbols, independently of your own belief system, just gave you confirmation.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for sharing your knowledge with us.
You're welcome.
I hope you keep listening. I've enjoyed very much your calling in. Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine. Bye.
Good night. Well, the Hermit card, I call him the esoteric father. He's the father of all esoteric studies. There's not much color on him. He's at least not on the Rider-Waite deck. He's, of course, if you need an image, if you haven't seen the Tarot card, Father Time with a gray robe on, white beard, stands tall, he faces to the left, but his head is down. He carries a lantern that has a star in it that's yellow on this deck of cards with a staff in his left hand. He stands on what looks like a snow-peaked mountain or a snow peak, and then behind him is a gray-blue. It's a simple card. It's a simple message. Intelligence of will. Complete inspiration. So how do we use our will? I talked earlier about free will and thinking through things before we did them. And complete inspiration, I think that's an combination of interesting words, complete and inspiration. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, healing energy, green, amazingly enough, and there's no green on this card, on this particular deck, F natural. He is the number 9, which is your completion number. And again, the journey starts over again with a 0. The Hebrew word is Yod, Y-O-D, and it means a hand. And we're looking at a sense of touch, nervous energy, gallbladder, and reproductive organs. Now, folks, don't call in and say, how do you know? This health stuff is, along with the rest of the metaphysical knowledge, is energy that has information that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation based on experience, I'm sure. He provides a light on your path. The gray robe, because the gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience, is a reminder of knowledge, his knowledge and wisdom. He's the father of all esoteric studies. He's there to guide you, to protect you, to make sure that you stay on path. And should you stray, he's giving you light. He'll never push you. He'll never pull you to learn anything that you're not ready for or cannot teach to someone else as you travel down your chosen path. Remember I told you a while ago, in between stages, we have that space sometimes, and that's when we share, that's when we teach, that's when we encourage. So this is what he represents. So it's appropriate that the number nine, he would be the number nine, because he's at completion, that what I call the be quiet time, the be still time. It's time to start a different level of a spiritual journey with him. And I stress the word spiritual. We have to stay open a little bit more and trusting a little bit more. And during that time, sometimes it can be hard. We might have a little bit of depression. We might seem a little darker because we're reaching into a part of ourselves that we're unfamiliar with. And yes, it can affect those around us. Now, if the card comes up in reverse, they need to be paying attention to the opportunity of religious or spiritual learning. I've had this card show up in reverse for a man who was about to enter priesthood, but was really struggling with that final decision about commitment. But most of all, it tells us that there's a gift of wisdom for us, if it happens to be our cards for us, or for our quorant. Also in reverse, they could be ignoring all attempts of protection for themselves. And sometimes we feel like we have to beat up on ourselves for some reason. Or they're rejecting growth opportunities. I'm glad that you visited with me tonight. Thank you very much for being here. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Please come back and visit with me again. If I don't have a guest for some reason, like tonight with Michael, but we will get him back on. I try to do a lesson or talk about something that has to do with tarot or psychic development, and I always encourage your comments and your questions and your challenges. Always encourage them and appreciate them. So come back and visit with me again. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on radio. BBS.com. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to share a smile with someone this week. Take care. God bless. Good night. Until next week.